This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower, is with us. Zach, big developments happening at Google. A lot of big things, I think, are happening behind the scenes, quite frankly. But big developments happening at Google. You notice this. Others notice this. It used to be you search InfoWars or Alex Jones, the first three pages were negative press, hit pieces, lies, fake news, and attacks on us. Now, all of a sudden, what we actually say, and our actual website pops up when you put in Alex Jones and InfoWars. What happened to Google? Do you have any insight? What is going on behind the scenes at Google that changed these search results that we've all been monitoring?
I think some sort of money deal was done. Like, let's look at what happened. Trump went and announced that they were going to work with Google in order to help bring information about the most local testing station for Americans, and also to use AI to figure out whether someone should get tested for this coronavirus. Now, the AI is really simple, I think. You know, if you have any of the symptoms of, you know, this virus, then, you know, you should get tested, like, no questions asked. Possibly, even if you don't have the virus, you might want to get tested. And the idea that you should be able to link up to the nearest testing facility is not really a hard engineering problem. In fact, I looked at the technical specs of what they were trying to do, and I went, this is something that I can do as an engineer. Like, I literally worked for Google Earth as part of the geo department. And this is something that one senior software engineer should be able to achieve over the course of about, you know, maybe a week. The idea that they're putting 1,700 engineers on this problem means that it's not just overkill. It's actually more of a payout to Google. And I think that what's happening is that the Patriots are, you know, they're kind of doing a carrot and the stick. Hey, you know, we know what you've done. We know that you censored the president. We know that you were censoring words of the Arabic dictionary in order to get justification for his, you know, presidential removal. That's the stick. The carrot is, hey, work with us. We're going to pay you out way more money than this project, you know, is necessary. And in sort of return, you stop with all of the censoring, with all the political censoring. And what do we see? At the same, almost within 24 hours, this was announced. We started seeing that the censorship on Google started to be released. So something's happened. Something's happened with a backdoor deal that I'm not privy to, you're not privy to, and we, the American people, are not privy to. But we can see that something seriously has changed with the Google search algorithm.
We'll have to see if this trend continues. Obviously, with the overwhelming majority of search results going against the president or against InfoWars and Alex Jones, it shouldn't be something that takes time to get there. I mean, it's just coding. It's just kind of a switch, is my understanding. I'm not the expert. You are. So we'll see if anything more changes over time. But you're saying the big takeaways were, hey, look, the search results are just changed. We confirm that just by searching it, you know, every day, and you see a different result finally. And then also you're saying the overwhelming hiring of 17,000 people, I think is what you said, instead of just one who could do this job. Those are the big signs that, yes, something's going on.
Yes, right. And the average pay for one of those engineers is around $200,000, more or less, you know, once the stock benefits get calculated in. So 1,700 people for, you know, that's a lot of man years. Like, that's millions of dollars that are being paid out to Google. And so, you know, that's a huge amount of money that's going to them. And so what do we see now with the change in the search results? We're seeing that 9/11 truth is starting to, you know, be released. And a lot of other searches are starting to, you know, be free now. And this is a really welcoming sign.
What about the Demo rat? Did you see that? You search Democrat, yeah, and a rat pops up?
Yeah, I don't think it's popping up anymore, but for like around 24 hours.
Yeah, how'd they let that happen? All right, Zach Voorhees, thank you so much.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
For the rest of this hour, specifically law enforcement or military that has any information they think is important for the audience today. I'm seeing police crackdown. We're seeing it in Texas. National Guard being deployed all across the United States now. Cities going into lockdown. What is going on? Because here's the ripple to this. Trump is facilitating this. Now, I'm not saying that in a negative light. I'm just pointing out the facts. The president is facilitating this. As someone who's anti-tyranny, as someone who just instinctually stands against tyranny, call me arrogant, call me a jackass, call me dumb, call me whatever you want. That's my instincts. That's not going to change. As soon as the government, I won't get into it. I think you understand what I'm saying here. If the measures of life and death, which I don't even think is fair, what was it that Benjamin Franklin, I believe, said? If you're willing to sacrifice freedom for safety, you deserve neither. That's where I stand. I don't want to go into lockdown. I don't want to create a fear, a dome of fear where people can't even leave their house or engage in commerce or travel anymore, because that's what they're trying to go for. Now, the president is facilitating this. His measurement might be, I need to do this to stop or curve, as they're saying, the outbreak. I need to do this because the media is going to attack me. I need to do this because this is going to be another win, because we had the H1N1 with the Obama administration and Biden killed tens of thousands, millions infected. When we get the final numbers on this, it's going to be a small fraction of that. But yet, look at the hysteria. That's a win. Or is there something else going on behind the scenes? So, law enforcement, military, what are you hearing? What do you think is important to get to the audience today? 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Military and law enforcement will go to the front of the line. What are you hearing? Or even hospital workers. That's another little ripple. Actually, in fact, let me tell a little story here, too. So, they're shutting down gyms across America now. And I have noticed one pattern in these shutdowns. They start with the biggest name companies, and then it kind of trickles down. So that may be significant information. It could be trivial, but that also could be significant. If you're a thinking person, you understand why. But there was a weird... I always say, if you want to really know what's going on in the world, turn off your TV, turn off all the media, and just go out into the world. And so, my spirit, the force, you know, whatever you want to say, everyone yesterday, they're closing at 8. And so there was this weird thing. It was kind of like the last day in high school, but it was like everyone was like laughing about it. Everyone was joking about it. It was a moment of camaraderie. I guess that's what I'm saying. So the virus thing really is bringing people together. I think more so than it's panicking people. There are people that are trying to cause a panic. There are people, I think, that are intentionally inflating this because they like to get on Twitter and get a bunch of retweets and likes, and you know, they think it gives them clout or popularity somehow. But if you just turn off your TV, get away from the hysteria, get away from the social media, get away from all of that, you wouldn't notice anything, folks. You wouldn't notice anything. Now, if you're in a hospital, there are things you're noticing. If you're in law enforcement or military, there are things you're noticing. But to the average American who just goes out in their daily routine, you're not noticing anything. And so I guess my point is that it was a weird, because this has been such an unnerving experience with this coronavirus. It's been so unnerving, but it was almost calming everybody at the same time, just being like, why are we panicking about this? Really, we're going to shut this down? Okay, fine. This is where we're at now, a nation of wussies. I don't know, maybe you're experiencing the same thing in your local area. People are just sick of the panic, sick of the hysteria, upset that everything's getting shut down. But the anger isn't really directed anywhere. It's not even an anger. It's almost like a relief of angst that, hey, we're all in this hysteria together. We're going to be fine. All right, so we're going to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour. I also have a bunch of news headlines I should probably get to. Just it's what you expected. Everything being shut down, they're calling to stop elections, stopping voting, stopping all the sporting events, all the leagues. People freaking out, calling police, they can't get toilet paper. You've got generational warfare going on over this coronavirus, which is just so weird to me. And quite frankly, I wish we would quit giving airtime to these moronic young people that are licking toilets and doing OK Boomer videos. They're 20 years old. They're young. They're dumb. They're indoctrinated. They won't be like that in 5 years. Quit giving them this attention. You're only going to solidify what they're doing, because they're going to get so popular doing it. So they won't even, they'll lose whatever notion they have of a political system of beliefs. It just becomes all about popularity. We have to quit going to these people and making their videos viral and stuff, because we're the ones doing it. All these 20-year-olds licking toilets and doing OK Boomer videos, they'll be over it in 5 years. Just let them go through their phase. And then I got all the news from all around the world. The EU is shutting down borders. Wow, this is what it takes to shut down borders. Another silver lining. Mexico shutting down their border with the United States. Canada shutting down their borders. These are all the wide open borders. This is what it took, the virus, to do it. That is a silver lining. So all of this stuff is coming up, including your phone calls. But everybody now is understanding on an individual level, family level, business level, whatever you want to say, the fragility of our system, or more so the fragility of the individual who runs to the grocery store to get 20 rolls of toilet paper because they think the world is about to end. And so a lot of people are starting to prepare for the worst, which is a good thing. Hey, I hope I never have to use emergency food that I have, the supplies in my house. I hope I don't have to go into quarantine and use the supplies of 2 weeks worth of food that I got in case this would happen. It looks like that's inevitable at this point. They're shutting everything down. But we've been getting our audience prepared for decades. We have an entire section at InfoWarsStore.com for preparedness. An entire section. It's like you go into a store and you got an entire wing of the store that's all about preparedness. We have that at InfoWarsStore.com. And so the beauty of it is our audience has been prepared for a long time with the survival food that we're almost sold out of now, but with all the other stuff, survival accessories, outdoor survival gear, water filters, air filters. They say the coronavirus is airborne. We've got air filters. By the way, the air filters, I have two of them in my home. If you don't have the Alexa Pure air filter, Alexa Breeze, from InfoWarsStore.com in your house, I'm telling you, you're nuts. Especially if you have cats or dogs or any pet at all, really. Even if you have a rare creature like a Sulcata tortoise, pets emit odors. They stink. I'm telling you, you might say, oh, that's crazy. That doesn't add up. Really? Your air purifier is stopping pet odors? Yeah, it does. And quite frankly, when you remove the screener, see, there's multiple levels of filtration on the Alexa Pure Breeze. The crew may be able to pull it up. When you the first filter is just like just a normal filter that you can take off and remove and clean. You're going to be disgusted, quite frankly, when you have to clean your filter. You're going to be like, this is the air in my house. This is the dust. This is the muck. This is the buildup. That's in your home. You're breathing that. It's like if the sun shines right in through the window and you can see all the floaties and all the dust and all that stuff. Yeah, you're breathing that. You're cutting down on that with the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. You'll notice the fresher air. You'll notice the pet odors are gone. Try it for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Alexa Pure Breeze. In fact, guys, pull that back up. Was that on sale? I must have missed this. I think we have it even on sale discounted right now. Yes, it is. Big discount on the Alexa Pure Breeze. Wow, I didn't even know this. 30% off on the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, as usual, we've got the best callers coming up here. A lot of military, a lot of law enforcement. I will be hosting the first hour of the War Room today. Tom Papert will take over from there, but I wanted to let you know I got another great guest coming up, Richard Reeves. We're hearing all the angles, folks. Believe me, with the coronavirus thing, I've got intel incoming 24/7. And I'm not putting too much out there because I'm, you know, I mean, I like to make everything focused on what we do here at InfoWars. That's why I'm not tweeting a bunch. That's why I'm not putting stuff out anywhere else. To me, it's all about focusing, getting people here at InfoWars and our content here, getting the best guests, getting the best callers, getting the best analysis. So that's what we're doing here at InfoWars.com and Band.video. And so we're going to have more coming up, more calls, a lot more calls coming up on the War Room today and other great guests coming up on the War Room with some analysis that you're going to enjoy. But we do have the callers up right now, and we're going to go to law enforcement. We're going to go to military. They will have the priority to find out what they're hearing, what they know, what they think the audience needs to know. And so where I stand is this. I'm more afraid of the panic induced by the media and the hysteria. I'm more afraid of government lockdown and tyranny. And I think we're owed an explanation why this is different than a normal flu that ever comes through. Why is this different? Why are we going into lockdown? What is going on? It doesn't make sense. If you compare and contrast the numbers so far, the coronavirus is on par with any other flu season. Now they'll say, oh, this isn't just the flu. Well, why not? What is it about this that makes it not the flu? Is it a bioweapon? We're not getting that. What makes it? What is it about it? We don't get that. We're just told it's not the flu. So shelter in and panic and shut everything down. So let's go to local law enforcement and military calling in today. Let's start with Claude in California. Go ahead, Claude. You're on InfoWars.
Hey, Owen. Thank you so much for taking my call. Quick question really to pose to Mike Adams to see if this virus test can detect antibodies in people who have not been exposed. That's the case with certain viruses like hepatitis, and it would indicate that somebody's been vaccinated. And the reason for this question is I would assume that if this is a biological scorched earth attack, that there would be a small group of people who would have access to a vaccine. And so that's part one of my question.
Okay, well, Mike Adams is not on air. And so I do know that they tested the first vaccine in Seattle. Israel claims to have a vaccine. A guy in Australia claims to have a cure. So that's just all, you know, we'll see in time. Thanks for the call, Claude. Let's go to John, Navy vet. Go ahead, John in Kansas.
Hey, yeah. I just wanted to end up saying that, first of all, I love your show. I've just recently started watching probably about the last 6 months. And you say some interesting things, and I agree with you on a lot of things. And you're right about people not getting out to see what the real world is. I've lived on the streets many times in my lifetime. I'm 65 years old, and I'm a vet. So I had a procedure that was scheduled to be done, and they canceled it because of this virus. And so far, there's 6 reported cases in the VA hospital that I go to.
Yeah, and I think the VA just announced the first death in the VA yesterday, too.
Yeah, I don't know about deaths in Kansas. Well, I do know the thing that I read last night, that there was one death in Kansas so far because of it. That's it. And all the other states I've read have, like, I think the most was like 19. I think that was somewhere, maybe California or wherever. I don't remember where it was exactly. But I wanted to share something with you that a friend of mine sent me. This info is from the friend that works for CDC that passed this along to his family and friends. I'm passing along as well. The new NCP coronavirus may not show sign of infection for many days. How can one know if he or she is infected? By the time they have fever and or cough and goes to the hospital, the lungs is usually 50% fibrosis and it's too late. Taiwan experts provide a simple check that we can do every morning. Take a deep breath and hold your breath for more than 10 seconds. If you complete it successfully without coughing, without discomfort, stuffiness, tightness, etc., it proves there is no fibrosis in the lungs, basically indicating no infection. In critical times, please self-check every morning in an environment with clean air. Seriously, excellent advice by Japanese doctors treating COVID-19 cases. Everyone should ensure your mouth and throat is moist, never dry. Take a few sips of water every 15
minutes.
Well,
let me just pause you right there, John, because I got to be honest here, and I'm not insulting you, but I feel like the way we're approaching this stuff is so, I don't know how to say it, preschool, kindergarten, low IQ. Like, I have to sit, and you know what it is? Americans are so unhealthy and drugged out of their minds, they don't even know when they're sick. And so this is like basic stuff. It's like, okay, can I breathe? Do I have any obstruction in breathing? Do I have mucus? And it's like, oh, I guess there's something wrong. It's like, that's common sense. And so it's like, oh, wash your hands. Oh, cough into your elbow. It's like, what? Like, this is all basic stuff. It really almost is a display of how dumbed down Americans have become.
Common sense is a thing of the past, man. I mean, seriously, kids are not taught common sense. You know, it's something that you're either born with or you're not born with. And it's stupidity in my opinion.
It is. And that's the other thing, too, is we give out pharmaceutical drugs that treat symptoms. They don't deal with the root cause. They just treat the symptoms. So people are walking around sick. They don't even know it.
Well, I know. I've got an immune deficiency right now, and I'm not worried about catching this thing at all, period. I really don't. I ride the buses. Now, to me, if they were really cracking down on stuff, why wouldn't they end up shutting down the buses and the trains and all the other stuff?
And so, John, that's something I've been saying that I haven't understood either. They've been doing all the back-end preparation for over a month now, or about a month. The front end preparation is the front end of the preparation is just now happening. So it's like a reverse logic situation. That doesn't add up. Thank you so much for that call, John. And again, here's the other thing that doesn't add up. If you're sick, why would you go to the hospital to get tested? They don't give you anything. They don't give you anything. They tell you, okay, go home. So it's like you're basically going to spread it if you go to the hospital to get tested. But to me, this is like weird. Like, we're getting really childish the way we're approaching this stuff. Like, oh, don't leave the house. Oh, do you feel like you're coughing? Here's how you can check. Did you wash your hands? Did you cough into your elbow? Oh, here's a nice pat on the head and a cookie because you used hand sanitizer before you touched the rail at the train station. Oh, good for you. Here's a pat on the head. Now, take a deep breath. Was there any obstruction? Was that a clean breath of air? If not, now follow the next three steps to find out if you may or may not be sick. It's like in the first Lego movie where they have the checklist of stuff they have to do every morning and they wake up. No thanks. I'm an American. I'm good.
Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think's really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking out of my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops. She says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars, Infowars, Infowars.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
There's going to be some major financial blowback to this, folks. People canceling events, conferences. How do you deal with refunds? Gyms closing. Do you refund memberships? I mean, like, this is all, that seems mundane, and that's a small scale thing. Then there's like big conferences like WrestleCon 2020, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. They had to cancel that thing. They're still being charged. They're saying, no, we're not going to pay it. They issued a shutdown in Florida. College dorms kicking students out. They want a refund on their room and board. So very complex. So, I mean, basically the Trump administration is going to either have to let – it's not even really a recession. It's just a unemployment boom, if you want to call it that. It is bad for the economy. Just let the economy get crushed like this, or they're going to have to release a stimulus package, and literally they're talking about giving people $1,000 like a month or something, like Andrew Yang. I think that's what they're going to end up doing. I don't support it. But then parties like, you know, it's monopoly money anyway with the whole quantitative easing and Federal Reserve fractional banking. It's all a joke. Let's go back out to the phone lines, though. Oh, by the way, let me just say this, too. As they're shutting things down here in Austin, Texas, where the InfoWars World Headquarters is, Texas Tribune, Texas hospitals don't have enough beds for coronavirus patients if too many people get sick at once. Oh, wow. Yeah, and if 300 million people get cancer at once, too, we don't have enough radiation. So, I mean, oh. And here's the problem, folks. A lot of people have herd mentality. So if they just see people around them getting sick, they just think they're sick. That happens, too. So a lot of these people are just going to go into panic or in some sort of weird preemptive thing, going to the hospital, even though they're fine. I mean, I don't want to. I'm somebody that likes to build up the individual, but let's just be honest. I mean, you've seen the Mark Dice videos on the pier and everything. Like, you see some of these college-age Americans. I mean, it's pathetic, folks. I mean, there's a serious reckoning that needs to happen with Americans here. It's time to toughen up. It's time to get that grit back. It's time to quit being a damn commie. It's time to not live in fear. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Steve in Detroit wants to talk about the CDC putting up job postings. Again, it was more of a back-end cover or covering your back-end and then rolling out the front-end. Steve in Detroit, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, good afternoon to you and the audience. I'm going to try to use as much brevity as possible here as to not take time away from anybody else. But before I get into my theory that I would like to put forward for perusal, I would first like to thank you for being the brave man that you are. I am not military or law enforcement, but I am a longtime Freemason who has been active in my local community for many, many years. And they are actively shutting down bus services and all types of things here in Detroit where I live. But to move forward to my theory here, okay, they put out these job postings for quarantine management around late November of last year. My daughter got sick with a bad flu that they diagnosed as influenza A around December, January. So my theory that I would like to put forward for you and the listeners would be that maybe they released a less virulent version of this virus in this country around that time. And then the Wuhan version came out. Perhaps they're waiting for these two viruses to mingle through the population and coalesce into something more deadly. I mean, that's the theory that I'm putting forward for perusal for the listening audience. Also, the air filter, the Alexa Pure air filter. I have one. I can't advocate enough for that. I have that. I have the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filter. People, get these things because they're going to be necessities. Especially if we have to shelter in and hunker down for extended periods of time. But let's not take up too much time. Like I said, that was my theory I would like to put forward.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Steve. And I do think that's kind of a thing we have to debate, too, is, I mean, how effective is a bioweapon, really? I mean, you know, how effective is it, really? Do they really know? I mean, you know, for them, it could even be a mystery. Like, well, let's just throw it out and see what happens. Let's just release it and see what happens. Maybe it's really deadly. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe they can't defeat human. Maybe they just literally can't kill all humans like they want to. You know, maybe it's just constant frustration. Like, oh, we can't even create a bioweapon to kill all these people. So, but there's no doubt people were getting sick around Christmas time. I got really sick in January. I mean, I think for me it was, look, I was at airports, I was running around D.C. shaking hands, and I didn't eat or drink anything for 27 hours before I got on an airplane, probably weakened my immune system because I was sitting in a jail cell rotting for 27 hours. So there's a lot of things here that we can, but the other thing, it's like I still want to continue to draw back from all of this because it's just more hysteria. It's like, it's just more hysteria. It's what the deep state wants to destroy Trump. It's what globalists wants to enslave us in fear. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris, a hospital worker in Florida. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call, man. I just want to say real quick, I have the Alexa water filter and the air filter, and those are both just fantastic to have whether you're in a bunker situation or you're just living day-to-day life. So thank you guys for that. I appreciate it. we have a, I have a local hospital here. I'm not going to be too specific because I'm not allowed to say anything, but here we go. Anyway, I'm about an hour north of Tampa, and we had a person come in who was showing signs of the coronavirus, but they were just put into a normal room, and we had a plethora, a couple dozen people, of different departments visit them or go near them or interact with them. And then as they got more intense symptoms, they were then isolated, a droplet, precaution isolation entirely, and then they got tested. Their test results are still, waiting to get received, but they presumably do have it. This is kind of like a 99% sure they do definitely have it. And we were briefed usually every day in our department by our director what's going on. And when he first told us this, a day ago or so, he said, oh, well, none of us were in contact with this person, so you don't have to worry. Our department is okay. But there were about 30 or 40 people in the hospital who were introduced to them. Excuse me. And we have a relatively small hospital. But a lot of the information that's coming from our director and a lot of the other directors in the entire hospital is some kind of odd mixture of CDC information and then just general bad information. You're saying things like, well, you can't catch it unless you start showing the symptoms. So don't worry because, they can't pass it to us because they don't have the symptoms anymore. Even though they're not showing symptoms at all yet, the other workers who are exposed. Today we just got told that we do have some people in our department who were exposed. Some of our older people, some were younger people. So, it's just kind of a mishmash of people not really knowing what's going on. And then they tell us you're not allowed to say anything about this because it's a HIPAA violation. You can only tell your family because they're in the realm of importance. But I know that's all complete BS because I'm not giving any specific patient information. I'm just reporting on what's going on in our, in our facility. It's all just a mishmash, man. And they're not giving us realistic information. They're saying that I can only stay in the air for 20, 30 minutes and then it goes away and blah, blah, blah. So it's pretty
sad.
And
who knows that stuff? I mean, that's so insane to act like is somebody following a coronavirus with a microscope through the air? I mean, I'm serious. Like, is that even possible?
I think that the most reliable source of information we're going to get on coronavirus right now is going to be from South Korea, Japan, and possibly India, just because, China's not going to be accurate. America's not even trying to test people. They don't even want to test people. So I really think we're going to have to rely on other nations, trustworthy nations. I think Japan actually has it very well contained, and they're very well organized with their procedures in vast comparison to America or especially China. But it's definitely an issue, and I believe we do.
Let me ask you this because I only got 30 seconds left. Do you think, without the media hysteria and all these people even knowing what the coronavirus is, do you think anybody's even showing up thinking they have it, or people are looking for it, or is it even a big deal?
We have people coming in and stealing toilet paper from patient rooms, and and we have four other people who are unconfirmed but most likely have it. They're just not talking about it, so it's ridiculous. I think media definitely is playing into it, and it's not helping. It's just getting their views. Since the Democrats are so boring, they need to get more views on the media.
Wow, people stealing toilet paper from hospitals now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's one way we can answer some questions, and that's just by human intelligence, talking to one another. What are your experiences? That's what we're doing right now. We're hearing from people around states what they're hearing, what local law enforcement is doing, what hospitals are doing. I just heard from someone during the break in New York. Said, yeah, I knew someone's coronavirus. They had the symptoms. They went to the hospital. Hospital sent them home. They're out of beds. Guess what? That's okay. We don't have to panic, folks. Like, we used to joke, like, oh, Owen got the coronavirus. Oh, maybe I did. I never went to a doctor. I never went to a hospital. Was it 7 days of me being more ill than I've been in 10 years? Yeah, but guess what? I made it out. And that's not an arrogant, selfish thing to say. The point is, people can survive this. Most people can survive this. Unless you have a pre-existing condition or are extremely old or have a compromised immune system, you're going to be fine. So quit causing the panic, sending the average person who can survive a flu to the hospital when we should be reserving those beds for people that really need it. But you see, the media causes the panic and the hysteria, somebody coughs at night, they think, oh my God, I'm sick, I'm dying from the coronavirus, get me to a hospital immediately, put me in a cryogenic chamber, hit me with the chemicals, throw me in a microwave, I'm gonna die from coronavirus unless I figure it out immediately. No. And by the way, another aspect of this, pull it up again, guys. The coronavirus outbreak has almost, to a T, happened in sanctuary cities. To a T. Now, that could just be because these are, you know, major metropolitan areas that have a lot of commerce and, you know, travel and everything, but worth reporting. Also, before I go back to the phone calls, remember this happened on CNN, I think it was Super Tuesday, or maybe Super Tuesday Part 2, where CNN was releasing results before the primary was finished. And not just because I worked in TV. You always have set graphics and chyrons and everything. And you do, before any live show, I did it in sports. We would, for an hour, sometimes longer, if it wasn't working right, run through every single graphic we had, testing every single thing. The jib guy right here knows exactly what I'm talking about. You'd spend about an hour in the truck before the game or the pregame or whatever, just hitting the button so that they pop up. But you don't have the numbers. It's like if a quarterback in a football game hasn't thrown a pass yet, so they just run the graphic, it says 0-0. CNN is leaking graphics with the results. It'd be like, first quarter, and you show Tom Brady's thrown for 3 touchdowns in the game. You say, well, that's not right, obviously. Well, that's what CNN's getting caught doing, and now it's happened again. Illinois news station mistakenly airs election results day before primary showing Joe Biden victory. Now, look, there may be victory graphics that they're testing, but if this had, like, results numbers in it, then that is something, and it did. It did have results numbers in it. I mean, that's just a, why? Somebody's putting that in, guys. Somebody's literally putting that in. I can't even begin to speculate. That is just total insanity. I mean, you want to talk about fake news. You want to talk about election meddling. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Susan in Louisiana, Air Force vet. Go ahead, Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me okay on this connection?
Yes, you sound good.
Awesome. Okay, thanks for having me on. I'm going to try to be brief with this. I believe I have very strategic information for your audience. Since about 2016, I've been looking for a what I call a 9/11 level event to happen 2020 to 2021 that would seriously affect the markets and have to do with food, because I believe that I've seen we're on a 10-year pattern that started with 9/11 with the takeovers, and there's going to be a 4 wave of these type of takeovers. We're at the 3rd one, I do believe, that is leading us toward global government. And the first one started with 9/11, and the second one had to do about 10 years later with ISIS, the sign of the sword, peace taken from the earth. That was a huge global collapse. And so right on schedule, we're at this. It's a little earlier than I thought it would be, but right on schedule, here we are. And this could very easily be the narrative control and the population control that's being done ahead of the catastrophic food collapse that I believe will dictate the next 10 years toward collapse. And I believe we're at the stage of barley, wheat, scales. That's what we're looking at. That's probably why everyone's mass buying up food that knows what's really going on. I believe, unfortunately, the farmers hit their year zero. Last year, I noticed the 2019 harvest was terrible. And it's because we're having weather changes that are not going to stop, but it's not man-made. It's coming from space. It's prophetic. It's the sun. Of course, they're going to say it's man-made. But basically, that's where I believe we are. We're at this 3rd level, and it perfectly makes sense to me, unfortunately. Just wanted people to have a heads up on that. I do believe this means that we are at the 3rd seal of the apocalypse.
Well, and by the way, a lot of that is man-made with the spraying they do in the atmosphere. Yeah. But you're obviously talking about much larger things like the sun, volcanoes, and stuff like that.
Grand solar minimum, things like that.
Thank you so much for the call, Susan. And so she's right. But the president, see, this is why it's so frustrating, because we know what's going on here. Again, how deadly the virus is, not whatever. This is the rollout of global government, folks. Using fear to pose as a security force, where you hand over your freedom, your independence, your liberty, your courage to even walk outside your front door in confidence. You hand it all over because you're afraid of something you can't see. And that is how arrogant the globalists are in making you a slave, because it's all about you accepting it. You see that? It's all about you accepting it and willingly becoming a slave. That's what it is. It's making you willingly become a slave, willingly hand over your freedom, willingly cuck yourself to fear. That's how they get away with it. That's how they justify it, because they think humans are weak. And if we give into this, we are. Let's go to Annie in California. I didn't even see this. You say you're quarantining in San Francisco, Annie. Go ahead. Did we lose Annie? Is Annie there? Annie going once, gone. Let's go to Dennis, Air Force vet in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah. There's a couple things that I'd like to kind of go over here. Now, back in January, when I seen the first flight land at Air Force Base, Level 4 Labs, that told me what I needed to know. And I started getting prepared. So, I just want to play a what-if game on you here. You still? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the Air Force, we don't take in regular viruses like Ebola or anything natural occurring. When you see something land on an Air Force base with Level 4 lab, first thing I think is bioweapon. And then when I see flights landing weeks later, then you can automatically assume that they found out, yes, this is a bioweapon. Now, they want to tell the president exactly what it is. Now, the problem with bioweapons is it's not really a weapon unless you got a vaccine. Now, China's numbers could be pretty close to being correct if they vaccine the people they did not want to get it, and then released it. That way it spreads through China and it goes over the world.
Well, that would be a major operation for the Chi-Coms to undergo. I'd rather focus on what you're saying about the bioweapon here. Do you think the president is aware of this? Because they haven't said anything about this. They don't even talk about it. Bioweapons labs, bio research labs. I mean, do you think the president is aware of this?
The procedure. You do not admit that there's a bioweapon. The panic that would ensue would be worse than the weapon itself.
Right.
So
and part of me is like, I'm sorry, Dennis, we got to go to a break, but thank you for the call. Part of me is like, truth be said, may the heavens fall. Folks, we aren't in Kansas anymore. I think America's ready to handle it. I really do. It's a man-made damn bioweapon. It's probably not as sick as they'd like it to be. Fear is the virus.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey.